Today we're going to learn about the sixth king of Malchus Beis David, and his name was Yehoshaphat. If you want to sum up Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat was actually a very, very good king and a very, very nice king, and he was actually a very frum king. And all in all, he made very wise decisions most of the time, and the Eibishter rewarded him. The Navi tells us how in his time he became very wealthy because the Eibishter made it that because he served Hashem properly, Lefiyerech, that, you know, he other cities, people gave him a lot of presents. He became very wealthy, and Yehuda, which was the main melucha, was very, very gestelt. It was very, very settled. Ad kidei kach, as a matter of fact, when he was in his third year of his rulership, he ruled for about 25 years. In the third rule of his kingship, he sent out shoftim, he appointed judges all over his area that they taught Torah. They pretty much were following the way it was supposed to be, that the rabbonim and the shoftim, they were in charge, and everything was pretty good. You have to sum it up. There were two inyanim that define Yehoshaphat's rulership. And one was what he felt was strategic, but really wasn't necessarily the best thing. He decided that he wanted to make a shtickel peace with Malchus Yisrael. At that time, the king of Malchus Yisrael was the Rosha Achav, who we know was Mamish Angeton and Avodah Zarah completely. And the way it worked in Mamish for hundreds of years, that's the way it was. When you wanted to make a treaty with people, you would have, let's say, the king of Spain, his son would marry the daughter of the queen, the king of Portugal. That's how they would make their treaties, by having these marriages of the royalty. So what happens is, he actually has his son, Yehoram, who actually takes him over, we'll talk about in the coming shiur, he marries Achav's daughter. So now these two kings in Eretz Yisrael become mechutanim. But Achav is a terrible person. But well, they're mechutanim and they're behaving properly. And the Navi tells us of a story that one time the Yehoshaphat goes to visit his mechutan, Achav. And Achav tells him, I have a great idea. There is an ability that we can fight in Ramot Gilad. We can really conquer that area. Are you in with me? So he says, if you want me to go with you, I'm in with you, but let's hear what the Navi Hashem has to say. So Achav brings in all his fake Nevi'im, and they all say, the Eibishter says that we should go. But Yehoshaphat is not convinced. Mefarshim say that Yehoshaphat knew that Nevi'im, when they say Nevuah, they can't say the same words. If all these people are saying the same thing, Ephes felt that there's something wrong. He says, is there anyone else to ask? Any other Nevi'im that we can talk to over here? So Achav says, there is one more guy, but he doesn't like me. And he doesn't tell me good news every time I speak to him. He says, okay, bring him, bring him. And his name was Michiyahu. And while they're bringing Michiyahu, his other false Nevi'im keep on pushing the war. And they had one of the big Nevi'im, his name was Tzidkiyahu. He was not the king Tzidkiyahu, a false Navi. And he makes these iron horns and he says, you guys are going to gore the Goyim, everything's going to be fine. Michiyahu comes and Michiyahu basically says, that, I'm not going to go through all the pratim, he says, it's not going to be pretty if you go. And you see, Achav turns to his mechutin, Yehoshaphat, and he says, you see, again, bad news. Every time this guy speaks, it's going to be bad. So Michiyahu says, listen to me. That you'll see what's going to happen if you return or you don't return. So he wants to put him, Michiyahu, in prison, being so chutzpedik to the king. And sure enough, they go to war. And Achav actually switched places. He says, oh, make believe Yehoshaphat is the king. They try to trick the Goyim. Bekitzer, during that war, Achav is killed. He gets hit between the armor and he dies from his wounds. And Yehoshaphat comes back and it's not pretty. He basically realized that he made a mistake by being too friendly with his mechutin and not following what the Eibishter wants. And there was a Navi, his name was Yehu. He was the son of Chainoni that we met previously. He was also a Navi. And he told him like this, Halarosha Lazar L'Soyni Hashem Tehav. You're going to hang, you're going to love the Rishoyim. It's not going to be good for you. You better straighten out and go with the ways of the Eibishter. The Eibishter will still be happy with you because you've destroyed the Avodah Zarah. You have your chance to do tshuva and to go in the way of the Eibishter. So sure enough, he chafsich tzum seichel and he mamish once again, make sure that everything is going al pi atreida v'al avodah, and he sets up the judges. And now, the second big war happens. But this one he goes with the way of the Eibishter. What happened was, the Bnei Moav and the Bnei Amoim, they came and they came with a huge amount of soldiers. And the Pasuk says, Vayavayu v'yagidu le'yishafat ba'alecha hammoin rav me'ever layam. They're pushing everywhere, this huge group. They're coming to fight with you, and we don't know what to do. So Yehoshaphat gets up, and he says, Haloi atu aleikim ba'shamayim v'atomoyishu b'chol mam l'chois ha'oretz. Goyim. V'yotcha koyach u'gvura imcha li'yisyatzev. I trust the Eibishter. It's all in the Eibishter's hands. No one could stand up to the Eibishter. They could have as many soldiers as they want. If the Eibishter wants us to fight and be successful, it'll be that way. So sure enough, there was a Navi, his name was Yahaziel ben Zechariah, and he gets and he says, Nevuah, and he says, don't worry, this war you don't even have to fight with. Loi lachem ha-melchama ki le'leikim. This war, you don't have to worry about. The Eibishter is going to fight this war for you. You have nothing to worry about. Sure enough, he says, tomorrow you go up to the mountain and you're going to see chaos. You're going to see all the other soldiers. They're going to be in total disarray. It's going to be great. Sure enough, the next morning, they go up and they sing Shevach Vaidah to the Eibishter, and they start blowing the shofar, He says the Yehoshaphat reminds his soldiers, Haminu b'Hashem elekeichem v'teyameinu haminu b'neviyah v'atzlichu. That if you want to be matzliach, make sure you believe in the Eibishter and his Neviim. And the Yidden go up and they start singing, Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv ki loy lam chastoy. And what they see in front of their eyes is pashut crazy. You have the Goyim, they're killing each other. And it's pashut a panic. There's bodies flying, dead bodies all over the place. And all the Yidden had to do was come and take the spoils. That was the only thing left for them, what they had to do. And they returned home and everything was good and things were well in the life of Yehoshaphat. But he leaves over a son, Yehoram, who's now married to Achav's daughter. So there's obviously some interesting influence about to happen in Malchus Beis David, and that we will talk in Mirat Hashem in the coming shir.